April 13 through the 19th, Mosiah chapters 1 through 3. Filled with love towards God and all men. King Benjamin gave one reason for recording our spiritual impressions. Quote, "It were not possible that our father Lehi could have remembered all these things, to have taught them to his children, except it were for the help of these plates." End quote. See Mosiah chapter 1, verse 4. When you hear the word king, you might think of crowns, castles, servants, and thrones. In Mosiah chapters 1 through 3, you will read about a different kind of king. Rather than living off the labors of his people, King Benjamin labored with his own hands. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 14. Instead of having others serve him, he served his people with all the might, mind, and strength which the Lord had granted unto him. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 11. This king did not want his people to worship him. Rather, he taught them to worship a king greater than himself, for he understood that it is, quote, "the Lord omnipotent who reigneth," end quote. See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 5. Like all great leaders in the kingdom of God, King Benjamin's words and example point us to the heavenly king, who is the Savior Jesus Christ. King Benjamin testified that Jesus came down from heaven and went, quote, "forth amongst men, working mighty miracles. And lo, he cometh unto his own, that salvation might come unto the children of men, even through faith on his name," end quote. See Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 and 9. Ideas for personal scripture study. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Receiving the word of God requires preparation. When King Benjamin sent word that he wanted to speak to his people, so many people came that they did not number them. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 2. They came in part because of their gratitude and love for their leader. But more important, they came to be taught the word of God. As you read Mosiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, look for what the people did to show that they valued God's word. What did King Benjamin ask them to do to prepare to hear God's word? See verse 9. How can you better prepare yourself to receive the word of God in your personal and family study and during church meetings? See also Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23, and Alma chapter 16, verses 16 and 17. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 10 through 26. When I serve others, I am also serving God. Do you struggle to find time to serve or wish that your service brought you more joy? What do you think King Benjamin would say if you asked him why he served with all his might, mind, and strength? See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 11. As you read Mosiah chapter 2, verses 10 through 26, identify the truths that King Benjamin taught about service and ponder how you can use them in your life. For example, what does it mean to you to know that when you serve other people, you are also serving God? See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Think of a way you can serve someone this week. See also Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. I can overcome the natural man and become a saint through the atonement of Jesus Christ. King Benjamin, like all prophets, testified of Jesus Christ so that his people might receive a remission of their sins and rejoice with exceedingly great joy. See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 13. He also taught that the Savior, through his atonement, not only makes us clean, but also gives us power to put off the natural man and become a saint. See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. See also Guide to the Scriptures, Natural Man, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Elder David A. Bednar explained, quote, "It is the atonement of Jesus Christ that provides both a cleansing and redeeming power that helps us to overcome sin, and a sanctifying and strengthening power that helps us to become better than we ever could by relying only upon our own strength. The infinite atonement is for both the sinner and for the saint in each of us," end quote. From Clean Hands and a Pure Heart, Ensign Orleahona, November 2007. Here are some questions to ponder as you read King Benjamin's testimony of the Savior in Mosiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. What do I learn from these verses about the Savior and his mission? How has Jesus Christ helped me overcome sin? How has he helped me change my nature and become more like a saint? What do I learn about becoming a saint from Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19? Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8. Why did King Benjamin refer to Jesus as the Father of heaven and earth? President Joseph F. Smith explained, quote, "Jesus Christ, whom we also know as Jehovah, was the executive of the Father, Elohim, in the work of creation. Jesus Christ, being the Creator, is consistently called the Father of heaven and earth, and since his creations are of eternal quality, he is very properly called the eternal Father of heaven and earth." End quote. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, page 357. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Mosiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. How did the plates of brass and the plates of Nephi bless King Benjamin's people? How do the Scriptures bless our family? Mosiah chapters 2 and 3. It might be fun for your family to create the setting for King Benjamin's speech. You could make a small tower and let family members take turns reading King Benjamin's words while standing on it. The rest of the family could listen from inside a makeshift tent. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 9 through 19. What do we learn about service from King Benjamin's teachings and example? What do we feel inspired to do? Mosiah chapter 2, verses 15 through 25. Would it benefit your family to have a discussion about humility? Why did King Benjamin not boast about all he had done? What can we learn from his teachings about our relationship with God? Mosiah chapter 2, verses 36 through 41. What did King Benjamin teach about the consequences of knowing truth but not living it? What did he teach about how to obtain true happiness? Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. What do we need to do to become saints? Which characteristic from this verse can we focus on developing as a family? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for primary. Improving personal study. Set manageable goals. Spending even a few minutes a day studying the Scriptures can bless your life. Commit to studying each day and find a way to remind yourself of your commitment.